Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I like that. I'm going to go to my question now. I read the article on the... It wasn't the astrology of racism. It was the other one. I think it was race... cosmology race.
It's cosmophysics, racism exposed.
Yeah, racism exposed, I believe. My question was just... why Jupiter? Like, why put... From my understanding... well, from my perspective,
he's an Aries rising, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Aries rising, and I am actually Cuban, by the way, born and raised. I actually am I'm an immigrant in this country. But I think it's very interesting the fact I have a moon in Sag, so I'm very like connected to the foreign. So I like how you used like Sagittarius energy to connect with, you know, foreign races and whatnot. But Jupiter, to me, I mean, why not Saturn? Like, Saturn is more systems and structures, and race to a certain extent is systemic in a way, right? Like, we've created that structure of race as a human.
Okay. So, the idea of race itself, to me, is an Aries motif. Race is because Aries is about identity. Aries is about being first. It's about me. yes. About being physical. So the idea of race itself, to me, is a concept that finds its home with Aries. But racism is a philosophy of race. And Sag being the sign of philosophy, if we looked at I have a blog too called Open the Lows on the Racist. And taking that as an example, the racist philosophy, the ninth house is Sagittarius, which they try to spread and force on other and the conquering mentality. And, you know, that they're better than everybody else and so forth. So the idea of how you connect with other people who are foreign, and I gotta explain what foreign is in astrology to me. It's not just people of other races and ethnicities. It's people of religion, upbringing. So I was born in South Baltimore. Someone born in East Baltimore is foreign to me. They were born in a different community. They were raised in a different community. And if you lived in South Baltimore and moved to East Baltimore, it was a whole different world, okay? If you lived in South Baltimore and you moved to Little Italy, it's a whole different world. You moved to Chinatown, it's a whole different world. They're foreigners, okay? So, or a young lady I dated, because I grew up, she was a Jehovah's Witness. She's foreign. Because she didn't grow up with the same values, the same background, that same ethics as I did. So that's okay. I wanted to first explain that, because it's not just a race thing. You know, it's people who are brought up in a different background than you all can be foreign as well. Okay.
Yes.
So my mentor like to say anybody born more than two miles away from you is foreign. Okay. So now Sagittarius. Generally, you know, generally is the sign of foreigners and foreign places and foreign religion and philosophy and religion, right? Mm-hmm. The ninth place normally represents your ethics, your personal philosophy, adult philosophy, not how you grew up, but the philosophy you come to terms with as an adult, because you've had experience in the world, you've gone out in the world, you've come to these conclusions, and this is now your ethics. Where the second house to me is your morals that you are taught, not necessarily the ones you follow. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So I was taught the Ten Commandments. I don't follow them. Okay, so that the ninth house is pretty much, you know, what conclusions you've come to. Like when he asked me, what religion are you? And I said, this is the conclusion I came to. This is how it represents my spirituality, my religious thought process, and my philosophy. So that's your ninth house, right? So the ruler of the natural ninth place in Sagittarius is Jupiter. Wherever Jupiter is going to be in your chart, it's going to show how those experiences, how the energy of the ninth house in the ninth sign, wherever it is in your chart, expresses itself in your immediate environment around you. Okay. So Jupiter plus, do not forget this, the ninth house ruler, which is equal to Jupiter, because Jupiter is a generalization for us to know astrology. But it's particularly the ninth house ruler in your chart. It determines your race relationships, your relationship with other people who are born in a foreign land, other people who are a different religion, other people who are a different philosophy, other people who were born in a different upbringing than you. Your ninth place ruler is what it really is. And so if you read that, I talk about Jupiter just to set the tone. But then I get into your ninth house ruler, and I use the chart of the Ku Klux Klan to hone in my point in that particular blog. And I also use my own chart, because my ninth house ruler is Venus, and it's found in the 12th place in Leo, and it triangles Jupiter and Neptune in Sagittarius. And so I'm very open-minded to other people of foreign races, foreign cultures, or that. But I also because that configuration, Jupiter, when you know it's a trine of Jupiter, but Jupiter's caught in a mutable T square with Saturn and Mars. And so I hate racism. I hate racist. I don't like when people put each other above each other and things of that sort. So it kind of explains my way I deal with it. So I use that as an example. And then I started reading people who were actually professed racists. People come, I said, "You're a racist. Can I read your chart?" Can I read the chart? Mind
field study.
Yeah, and I started looking at their. I started looking at their ninth house ruler, and I came to a pattern. I started seeing the ninth house ruler, plus
Reese.
Yes.
Can you explain? I was trying to explain it to her. Can you explain the 12-6-9 thing?
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. So I started seeing the pattern of ninth house ruler, the Sun, Mars, and Jupiter in the chart, and dealing with their race relations and how they view other people of different races.
Okay.
And so I started to develop to watch that pattern. And other astrologers were like, "You can't tell somebody's a racist." And I began to dispute them. I said, "No, you can't just look at a chart and say, oh, that person's a racist. But I can study a chart, and then I can conduct an astrological interview. I can conduct an astrological reading, and from that, deduce if they're a racist or a bigot." And I was doing it absolutely every single time. And so I became adamant that this was a technique that was you can do. And so, you know,
if you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.